Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. All right. This podcast is about the do's and don'ts of relationships. So, since I'm not dating anybody right now, Taisha, what you got?
Okay. The do's and don'ts of relationships. Not to judge, but one don't for me is don't jump the gun. When you're dating somebody, like say for instance, don't just shit. Just don't sleep with anybody when you first meet them. Like, I mean, if you sleep with that person, oh, you're gonna be called out of your name or something for it. But just know what you're getting into when it comes to a relationship. And in that way, you won't, regret it later on. You've known what what that person like, their dislikes, or what they're looking for in a relationship, and pretty much just vice versa what they know about you already. Trying to get to know people.
Okay, so you just did a don't, right?
Yeah, don't.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a do. Do know your self-worth. Like, don't let no dude, or might be some guys that might listen, don't let no girl treat you bad or tell you're this or that. Like, know you who you are before you step into like a full relationship. So that's my do.
So basically what you're saying, love yourself before you love somebody else.
And don't let that person that you're with put you down and make you feel like you're less of a person.
Okay. I heard that. Another don't. I'm doing the don'ts. You can do the do's.
Right,
Okay.
right.
All right. The another don't for me is do not. And I mean do not. Please do not. Well, what am I saying? If he or sh well, if he doesn't want to make you a mother yet, please do not. I mean, just go ahead and do safe sex. That's all I'm asking. No glove, no love, okay?
You just gave me a do. You
No glove, no love.
just gave me a do.
Oh, I did? Oh, good.
If you're in a relationship, please do use protection. Cause
And
it,
not. Okay, go ahead.
okay. Because you, first of all, you say you don't want to be in the mother, like you don't want to have no babies. You got to be protected because all this stuff running around here, all
Oh,
these
it's terrible.
diseases and all that. So please do wear protection.
And I'm giving you another do.
What?
I screwed up on do's and don'ts, but I'm gonna give you another do. If you're gonna stay with somebody, like if you want to be in a monogamous or just with one person, just try to make them happy, and well, not try to make them happy, like trying to don't lower your standards just to make somebody else happy. Like if you really want to, work stuff out, make compromises. Don't just be one-sided. Make sure you hear from both sides of the deal, and then come up with your best solution.
So I think you just did a do and a don't at the same time.
I'm a Gemini. Don't mad me. I switch up every time.
I think he did
forgive me.
Say that.
Forgive me because I am a Gemini.
Okay.
And Gemini season is over with, and I'm sad, but I'm still celebrating it like it is. Like it is. I don't care.
Your birthday.
Wait.
Okay. Okay. So if you get it, I'm gonna have to do a do and a don't. So.
Yeah.
Don't settle for less.
That's the number one goal. Do not settle for less.
I'm just gonna get with him, and then he turned out to be all kind of crazy and treating you wrong. Don't settle for less.
Mm-hmm. And don't be a booty call.
Why you say that?
If he don't respect you, girl, he gonna forget you, girl.
Don't you?
That's like Venice right there.
Okay, so I said don't settle for less.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm gonna say do settle for the best.
Uh-huh.
Like get you a good one there.
Yeah.
Do settle for the best.
And if you have to wait, then wait.
Yep.
Just don't try to jump the gun and trying to date, you know. Just because somebody tell you, oh, your biological clock is ticking and, you know, you got to do this before you're 30. You got to do this before you're 35. And
they say 30 like that, though.
30, right.
Why you say 30?
Look now, I'm 2 years to 30 and I ain't got my stuff together yet.
But see, I'm 30 now. I'll be 31 September. Why you say 30 like that?
Well, I said 35 now. Come on, man.
Okay, do I'll give you 35. Okay.
Don't do me.
Tight your best friend. I don't care.
I'm speaking 30 for myself. I'm speaking 35 for you. How about that?
Okay, we'll do it like that then.
Or 40, yeah.
Oop.
40 for you. I'm petty. Don't mind me.
No, but, you got it from me. Shoot, we got petty degrees up in here.
Girl, back. I got a degree in nose retiology and pettiness.
Petty university.
Oh, yes, honey.
With a petty degree in pettiosity.
Oh, yeah. I schooled them on petty 101.
All across the hall in 102.
Oh, yep. Yeah, you got that advanced class.
Advanced petty.
Oh yeah, that advanced petty. I'm just begin the intermediate.
So what else we got? We ain't got any. You got anything else?
Yeah. I mean, just you know, try to. I'm a new do. Just protect yourself at all times, and well, protect your heart and all your parts. Protect your heart because you don't want to be out here making a complete fool of yourself. Case in point, I'm gonna give my experience. I know I hate sometimes you hate I talk about it, but you know I have to get it out there because I don't want nobody going through the same mistake that I made. So with that being said, just pretty much don't have me out here looking like a plum fool and I'm in love and I'm this and that, and it's like, oh, he's just a doll, he's just a dream, he's this, he's that, and he making a complete fool about you, girl.
Ooh.
Like he cheating on you, he, you know, he texting other girls or maybe even guys or or maybe even a dude once in a while. Yeah. And then, you know, stuff like that. And then here you are all googly-eyed and hard-eyed and everything like that. And you're just getting made a fool out of yourself. And then you got these other chicks, you know, telling you about your man where it's like, he did this, he did that. I was like, no, that's not him. And then come to find out, it is him. He is the one doing it, or vice versa. You got my man's over here, all googly eyed and stuff, and she playing you, bruh. And then he about to buy a ring for her, and you know, all of a sudden, he cheating on the man. I mean, she cheating on the man for his best friend or his brother.
I miss his dad
if she's like older man, huh?
I miss this story. Hold up. We might have to a real phone conversation, not a podcast.
Oh, no, not that one. I'm talking about some.
Okay.
But the first one was about me.
Okay.
About me getting played by so and so. We're not going to mention any names because.
No.
Yeah, for the sake of their. Which kind? But look. I could have effed them up though. I could have effed them up because I found the app right on Google.
Oh,
and then I was like trying to find out different numbers like the telemarketers be calling from, because you know sometimes they call from a regular number like a phone number from you or me or somebody like that.
Yeah, they be doing it like that too.
And so I went to Google, and it was this little app, this little phone number app, and I could easily screw him over, like mess with him, like for real. I found his number. I found out where he lived. Girl.
Well, don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not, because I'm through with it now. I'm happy.
That's been a while, though. That's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Where I belong, and he's like the bee's knees to me. I don't care one bit, but I could have, you know, had it been like
not gonna say, cause we trying to protect his identity.
Yeah, but I got the numbers. I could like star 67 on that bitch, right? But that would have been like what, 2-3 years ago? Yeah, about 3 years ago, I would have did that. But now I'm changed woman, and I don't have to deal with that no more. And when you got a good man, you don't have to deal with all that no more.
Remember the dude?
Oh yes,
the dude that played me. And then I looked his stuff up on Facebook. We ain't gonna say his name.
Yeah, we're not gonna say that to protect his identity, even though I want to kick his tail for doing you like that.
Girl, that's crazy.
But that app, it would have helped you find him though.
Oh, I need to find him. Facebook helped me find him.
Oh yeah, Facebook too. But I bet you won't get no paid. I said, I bet you wouldn't get no current numbers from him.
Oh, no, I done blocked him on Facebook and my phone. It's crazy. We'll look up somebody, and I know a lot of people that probably do that. We'll look them up on Facebook, like, you said you were dead, mom, but you doing this,
Find all that stuff.
Let me leave you alone before you make me catch a case.
Right. Leave, like, go away. Let me get out the way before I, you know, before I do something drastic.
I want to say something at the beginning of relationships, and I'm gonna say, do keep your guard up at the very beginning, because you don't know what these dudes are handling.
That's a must. That is a must. I said miss. That's a must.
It's a must and a miss, ain't it?
Oh yeah. Because the must that you keep your guard up, but, you know, when you see that he's, you know, changing for the better, like, want to work things out, or, you know, want something better for you guys' relationship, then, you know, you can slowly bring that down.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, did this thing have a limit?
No.
It said, bling. I'm like, what is it?
That's on because we on here for a minute.
Oh, I'm like, say, don't cut us off in the middle of our podcast.
It's not gonna cut you off. It's just telling you it's long. It's longer than it is.
The normal, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, about About 10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes. But hey.
No, well.
I don't care.
Go ahead.
But girl, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I say it's a must and it's a miss. A miss if, you know, you and like you think he's the one for you and you just pretty much you trust him now, but then like I said, he decided to go out there and cheat on you, make a complete fool of yourself.
Good.
We'll make a fool out you.
We ain't gonna talk about JC. You know what JC stand for, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do it. I'm like, really? You were just talking to me and now you over there kissing on. Oh, okay. And what? You were just talking to me, finished talking to me, what, 3 hours ago? Oh, what? Okay. I ain't gonna say nothing.
You see?
That was a miss right there.
Okay. You seen mama kissing Santa Claus?
That was my damn mama.
Now you seen Santa Claus kissing somebody else's mama?
Hell no.
I'm not fooling with you.
Yeah, I ain't doing you. I ain't finna do it. I look better than you. You shut up.
Yeah, you better know it, honey.
I'm gonna hush before I had this podcast tore up.
Girl. We done tore up a couple more podcasts with that one.
I had to restart the Spike Stannis one because it had that In Contempt episode.
Oh, girl, it was okay. I think we should, because since you got most of the In Contempt ones.
Mm-mm. I don't have them anymore. You got one, and then the Spice Standards had that one for episode 6, and we was talking about the other ones, and I had
to delete it. Yeah.
Something happened to my email. I had to do a new one.
I was like, we could do the In Contempt ones on mine. I ain't got none.
Like spread some stuff out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't have them. Maybe
I think I still have the final of Incantip recorded on my TV.
Okay.
I'm going to church tomorrow and then I'm working the evening. Hopefully they'll get me Monday off so I can do it.
Yeah, I don't even work Monday, so I'm gonna try to do all of them, do like a binge watch and then you know, do the last the season finale, you know, try to catch myself up before the next season comes. And I hope they don't cancel this show because I like it.
I do have a doctor's appointment on the 5th, and I ain't got to work that day shift. I got to work the evening 4 o'clock. So,
oh, that's crazy,
huh?
I said that's crazy.
But
you having to work that evening shift. Like, can you just stay off that the whole day?
Should have did it. I told him I had to go to the doctor. These simple people around me, I can't do it.
I don't care. We got to do another one about fast food restaurants.
About what?
About fast food restaurants. Working at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, I did one on my chronic podcast about working and being in chronic pain.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm gonna sketch that one out though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go listen to that one too.
So far,
okay.
Oh,
I thought he cut it off. I'm like, wait, it's about to be 20 minutes.
Oh, girl, almost.
Something just came to mind, girl.
What you got? What you got?
Don't tell your family your entire business when you.
Oh my God.
Don't tell your family everything that go on in your relationship.
Because
waiting for it to fail. Like, she ain't never had no boyfriend. I wonder did they do this. So I wonder if he be talking to her like this. Man, I hope they break up. Man, if you don't shut up.
Okay. Here's the thing about that song. You got some that they really care about you, and then you got some they just wait on your downfall,
right?
And the ones that really really care about you, they would get you to talk to that person or have you to sit down and, you know, y'all make a conversation out of it. And but the ones that want to see you fail or see them fail, then they get, y'all have an argument and, you know, you run and tell your family and be like, hey, such and such, we done got into an argument, I'm not talking to him now. And every time they look at him, they want to whoop they want to whoop his tail. But then y'all decide y'all want to get back together, and then it's like you forgave that person, but like they still gonna hold their grudge because he broke your heart.
You know the one, them family members that be them private investigators.
Oh yeah, terrible. Like,
what he do for a living, girl? What he live in? How much money he make? Will you shut up?
This, what's his pants
size? How big is his stuff? What, like, will you shut up? We good. We don't need to answer all these questions. All you got to do is watch his behavior, make sure he treat me right. That's it. Just stop asking all these questions.
Right. And how about the ones that just be talking about you in general, about your man is this, your man is that, but the thing is, you ain't got no man yourself.
Girl.
Get some dick first and then you call me, okay? Okay.
It's said to it's not gonna cut it out. That's how I said it.
Get some penis first, and then you come. Then you come talk to me about my situation. But until then, shut your mouth. Don't say nothing else to me, or else I will force to be doing the 5-finger discount on your face. Bloop.
Yeah, you crazy. Went from dick to penis.
I'm sorry. I forgot. It's supposed to have a Christian thing to it.
No, it's not. It's not. It's set to explicit.
Oh yeah, okay.
Now we can talk about, you know, that, but it's set to explicit in case you won't cuss a little bit.
Well, shit then, okay. Okay.
All of them set to explicit.
But girl, yeah, they be the main ones talking about what your man do and what you doing for him and blah. But that.
Right.
They realize, like, yo, you need to go find your own man. Look, and stop trying to worry about man or the next person. Be, you know,
skipping again.
Yeah, I hear it. That's sad because
I need to update their coding or something so it won't skip. I mean, they've updated to where you can actually do. Anchor the podcast on your iPad. Why don't y'all fix the audio stuff?
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk to them. Like, I like this app, but fix your audio, man.
Right. This is another one. It's like when people be talking about a boy and a girl, or a man and a woman, or what, they be coding, like they move in together. Before they married.
Shacking.
That's another word for it. I'm like, what? Why are you bleeding because of it? What's going on? Let these people.
I mean, are you getting any money out of talking about me? You know, trying to deal with him with somebody? I feel like that's a good thing because for one, you're getting prepared for marriage. You know, trying to see, you know, basically what they're all about.
I see how how they keep their house, how they like, how each other like this or that together, trying to figure out how each other work while living together. Like,
right, especially cooking, like,
and clean up. You know,
yeah, how you clean up, how you cook.
Wash ass.
Right. But I don't have to worry about that because I know how to cook. He know how to cook. I clean. He clean. I mean, I feel like it's match made in heaven.
Well, I know how to cook some stuff. I don't know all that fancy Thanksgiving type stuff. I got them yams, them deviled eggs. I learned how to make some potato salad and stuff. But like the normal food and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I know how to do
But we
most
share
of
that cleaning up stuff, cause
Oh, girl, I clean up when I feel like it, but when I clean, I clean. So I try to make sure everything is spotless, even though my room may be a mess. But it's not as messy. It's clothes. I gotta get rid of these clothes.
Gotta
And then
worry about that with me.
I got a lot of clothes that need to be sorted out, but that's another story here or there.
And he gonna take the trash out too. I ain't taking out the trash all the time.
Oh yeah,
Right.
we gonna. I feel like in my thing, we should share responsibility.
Right.
Like one day you could take out the trash, next day I take it out, or well, not take it out, but like have different days the trash man come. I could take it out that Thursday, or well, one Thursday
Get
we
home
need to
too.
take it out. Oh yeah.
My feet need to be rubbed right now, but that's another story.
Another story. Okay.
We should
Hey, we should do all the other stories for our next episode.
Yeah, I was gonna say we need to do an episode to how to treat a lady or something like that.
Rubber feet.
Rub my feet, rub my back, do something. Put my nail polish on when I don't feel like it. Scratch my scalp.
Oh, girl, I had him scratch my scalp the other night.
Oh, I'm jealous now.
Girl, they say men supposed to make your hair grow. Yeah.
Well, my what mine is? I need some growth. I gotta cut my hair off so it can get even. Now I need to grow back some more.
You want to rent mine out for a minute?
Tell
All
them come through. I need my hair
right.
scratched. My scalp scratched.
Okay, I'm rent you out, rent them out for you.
I'll tell you what, next
Keep them.
time I'm off work all day or 2 days straight, you can come on through.
Okay, because you get them for like 2 hours, and then that's it, because other 2 hours I'm gonna have to come get them.
I think about it. I don't have to get to my house from where you at.
No, I'm talking about reading my dude at.
That's what I'm saying. You said 2 hours is gonna take an hour and a half to get to my house.
Well,
Once he gets in, then 2 hours start. How about that?
yeah, that work. Or 2.5. Yeah, 2.5. Yeah, that should give you enough time to wash your hair, and then do a cold wash, then shampoo. Well, no, not shampoo. What? It's part of it, shampoo. Then condition your hair, put the conditioner in your
He
hair.
could put my moisturizer in and rub my scalp while he was doing it.
Yeah, moisturize your scalp, and then try to massage it, massage your head and stuff, make it stimulate, and then you'll be done. But all the other stuff, that's mine. That's for me. That is for me.
You good on it. You good. I need to be a light skin or Michael B. Jordan or somebody.
Girl, girl, I don't care. I don't care. I don't discriminate. I just felt more inclined to
Lighter. I'm more inclined to like medium to light dudes. Like only
dark.
dark guy, two guys I've seen is Tyrese and Idris Elba.
Oh, but I dated a oh, well, actually, I've dated two dark skinned guys. Well, I dated more than that, but I can't remember now. But
Oh,
I had my share of white dudes.
ain't gonna say nothing about that. My comment is closed.
Well, I had my share of other races, but
I'm on the SharePoint.
I'm talking about dating as far as
I know what you're
you gonna get beat up.
about.
As far as dating other races, I've had my share of them, but it's nothing like.
There ain't nothing wrong with just trying to see how somebody is. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, just yeah. Yeah, but I like my coffee like I like my me.
I don't like them. No, I'm sorry. I don't even drink coffee with it. I got you.
You know what it is.
I like that medium to like mocha caramel color kind of.
Nah, I got to have that strong black.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about shade, look, right? Like,
you know, being nice.
Every once in a while, Idris Elba Tyrese color, yeah. But Michael B. Jordan shade going towards not Christian Keys, maybe a little lighter than it. But the shade of not James, mess me up. Jesse. Jesse Williams. Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah, he's cute too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all pretty.
Mm-hmm. Why I say James though?
You talking about my James?
No.
Somebody's gonna get beat up in here.
I was watching Lion King earlier, girl.
Oh man, you watched the Lion King? Girl, we done got off subject.
I said James, Lion King, James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Knight.
And you know. Oh, I was say, you know, he finna get back on Lion King too. That new one they got at.
They have Beyonce as what's her name? Nala. I wonder who's gonna play the other ones. Simba.
You got Donald Glover. He playing Simba
for real.
Older Simba. And then
older Simba.
Yeah, the older Simba. But you got Beyonce. She doing the older Nala.
And her singing voice. Don't forget that one.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're going to be pretty good. And then, you know, James Earl Jones, he come back as Mufasa.
I want to forget all the original cast that's still alive. I don't think nobody died from the original cast.
I don't think they did either. And then you got Whoopi Goldberg.
Back as that hyena.
Yep, Cheech Marin. He's still alive. Mm-hmm. And I guess the dude who played the other one, the dummy. The dummy one. What was his name? Ed. Yeah, whoever played Ed, I think he coming back too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who's going to be young Simba and young Nyla.
They got somebody playing is the smaller Simba.
I might have to go to the IM website, the movie website, and look.
Is it out already?
They put stuff ahead of time before it even started filming.
Oh yeah, and then who else they got? It's a lot of them because you had somebody playing Timon and Simba. I mean, that's them, but Timon and Pumbaa.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if either one of them still alive either. I don't know.
I think Billy Crystal, he did Timon. You know, he's still alive. And Pumbaa. They might be, I don't know. Most of them might still be alive, but, you know, some of them, they changed.
Hey, what movie I'm ready for?
Who that?
And it come out Thanksgiving, Creed 2.
Oh yeah,
he got the face. You know, the original one, Sylvester Fowl, dog, white dude, big tall. So now, Michael B. Jordan character got the face. His son, Drago's son.
Because
he killed.
Yeah, he killed it.
The Creed, the first Creed.
Yeah. Drago killed Apollo.
So now Michael B got to face the sun. It's crazy.
Yeah, the two sons gotta duke it out now. Oh, I know Mike gonna table. Bust his head to the white meat, cause that's the one who killed his daddy. Well, not the son, but daddy killed.
The daddy killed the dad, and now both the sons got to fight. I was
Wouldn't
watching
that
the
be so?
first Creed. I ain't really watched the whole movie.
I did. It was really good.
I know.
I don't
The
understand
one
why they didn't
got in
make
their
it.
room and had their shirt off.
Yeah, I don't understand why he didn't win. Shoot, that could have
Are
been a
you
good
telling the
movie.
story?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Telling the movie.
Spoiler alert. A big spoiler alert.
I didn't know in the second movie him and the girl, dang, what her name, start with a T. They get married and they have a baby.
Oh, yeah. Now that
Girls
was.
in the new Thor movie. Yeah, is in the new Thor. Yeah, the new Thor movie. I just can't think of her name.
I think did she play that girl in something with the lights?
Be is it Beyond the Light?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That one her.
I don't think so. You know me, I had to go on the website and look it up. I be looking up movies and everything on there.
He said something with the lights. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah,
Beyond the
I thought
lights.
it meant Beyond Life. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, Beyond the Light. That's what the movie was. With that girl playing the superstar, and then you had Nate Parker. He was the cop.
Girl, but she was in For Color Girls. Girl, that movie is so sad. We
Terrible.
have all of them. Like, what?
Yeah, and
To get, and she had an abortion, abortion, blah, blah, an abortion in a back alley room, and they messed up or something. Like, why are you so jealous of her, your sister? Then the mom,
I thought she had the
wrong with her
baby.
and the two.
I thought she had kept that baby.
No, she did. She had a report abortion, and her mama, somebody came in there, and then her mama acted crazy and pulled some black stuff on her head, and she running out in the street.
Oh, cause she had
Yeah,
sex.
she ran into on top of that blood. That woman trying to clean her kid's blood off the sidewalk.
Oh
You
yeah.
gonna marry?
Yeah, that
But he,
yeah.
oh.
He dropped him cause she didn't want to marry him. I wouldn't I don't I mean
I
like
would have found some money there with them kids. I'm like, we
right.
talking about you love been loving him since you was 16 years old. You a lie.
Since they were like in the like high, not high school, but like junior high or something. Since she was
Oh,
15,
15, not
I was
16.
like,
A lie. Yeah,
what?
you ain't finna stay with me and kill my kids. Wrong with you.
Like, bruh, them are your children, your biological children, and then for you to just do that, that was a coward move. I didn't like him in that movie. Like I would imagine somebody that was like that played really, really evil good. Like somebody that just plays evil, but not Michael Ealy.
Not my baby. Man, I've been liking Michael Easy for a long time. I'm like, give him another movie, but then he was in what is it? Think Like a Man.
Perfect. Something perfect stranger
No. I'm talking about the movie that I liked him, got liking him again. It was Think Like a Man. He was cooking and he served her breakfast in bed and all that stuff.
oh yeah, it was a thing like a
I
man.
said, okay, y'all got him back now. Y'all got him back.
Yeah, but it was another good movie he played in about last night. Yeah, he played in that movie with Kevin Hart.
I ain't seen it yet.
Oh yeah, but yeah, you like it.
No, may I have to find it on a website or something.
Yeah, it's about Last Night with him,
Get
Kevin Hart, Regina Hall, and Joy Bryant.
guess someone somebody said it to me once, and somebody said
What happened?
my hair, you know, it's cutting out, it's real sharp. And then I
Yeah.
dyed it, and it was like a little, it's kind of like a brown looking.
Yeah, I saw that. That
Somebody said,
was cute.
"Oh snap, we got the Alan Payne haircut." I'm like, "You don't shit." You know how you said Alan Payne used to have his hair back in the day,
Oh, they're
especially
stupid.
like when he first he was on Fresh Prince, and it was real curly and short. Like, "You don't shit up, you don't get out here."
Bruh, I'm dying.
You can't stay.
That Ellen Payne haircut.
Elephant cut.
Oh my God.
So stupid. We don't have for 40 minutes.
I see. I'm
Jump
surprised.
from relationships, movies,
To everything
light
else.
skin, dark skin dude. I don't need.
But yeah, I'll say it now, 'cause you're trying to leave me. But
I got to leave because me some eat something real quick. I ain't gonna sleep though. I'm
Oh, you're not? Oh,
gonna
well,
watch a movie or something.
good
I'm tired, but I'm not sleepy.
you. All right. Girl, I am too. And then this morning, I mean, today we had a whole bunch of people coming in. And Friday, well, yesterday, man, we had our competition against the well, it's not really like a big competition. It's like, you know, all the like the clinics that, you know, well, all the clinics that Achieve has, we had went through a sale called SummerSlam, and our shot, we sold our shots, and we sold like our shots, our prescriptions, and we sold like the stuff that we had, like the different products, like other medicines and protein bars and shakes and stuff like that. And girl, they just been going off the roof. And we had sold over $50,000 worth of shit. And
You say we're done.
yeah, we had sold over 50,000, like 54 to be exact. And when they do that and you win, we get bonuses. So I was like, what?
She gonna just gonna have to tell him, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yes, what is your title?
I am a medical assistant for Achieve Medical Weight Loss. I am, well, my formal title is medical assistant slash phlebotomist.
So that other part
And
means you what you put people to sleep. What is that?
phlebotomist, no, that's when I draw your blood.
Oh,
I'm a vampire. Yeah. It's
you
what we call
started at
it.
midnight and you started 4 minutes late.
Oh, yeah. I suck your blood
So
through a tube with a needle. But child, you got some there. They're really good about needles, but I get ones that it's like, oh, I don't like needles. I don't like needles. But you have to get it done. Like, if you don't get it done, then you can't see the doctor and you can't get your prescription. You coming in here to, you know, you coming in here for some pills, but you're not gonna get it because you're afraid of needles. And I don't know how you're gonna do that unless you go to your regular doctor. That's the only way you'll get it done. But
Needles don't bother me no more. I've been stuck so much.
you You love me.
Like not this past doctor visit, the other one where I was having a chest pain. I felt like, lady, where are you going with all them vials? She had four vials on my blood. I'm like, y'all got vampires back there or something?
Bruh.
Like, I'm like, can we stop?
She had four tubes on you?
No, she had, you know how you draw blood. It's the thing, you put the needle in, then you put the vial in, you take blood, right? And she'll finish one time, take the vial out, close it up, clamp a thing down so no more blood will come out, and then put another vial there.
I know what you're talking about, the vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
It's called tubes. Yeah, we got tubes. Then we're supposed to be going by order of draw.
Because, like, each vial was for a different, I guess, for a different test
Yeah.
something.
Yeah.
On it.
They probably did. I know your CBC, your complete blood count, probably your let's see, TSH, that's your thyroid. Your
It wasn't thyroid.
they didn't do your thyroid level?
No.
Your lipid panels, did they do that?
Think so, but it didn't, none of it said thyroid.
Okay, no TSH then. They probably gonna do everything else except TSH unless they order it, but most of the time you probably have to go to your regular doctor for everything.
Girl, Liz, I don't have a regular doctor.
I understand, 'cause I don't either.
I mean,
But
this
I'm gonna get one
person
soon.
that does my follow-up becomes my regular doctor then, and that'll be that, but I don't have a regular doctor.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you if you get a regular doctor and your regular doctor be your own family member?
Girl, basically, I mean, I got an uncle that's a doctor, but that's
Yeah.
where all my advice come from.
Yeah, from your uncle. Yeah. Sounds like he gives great advice.
I went to tell Tyson, she don't tell us what she does. I guess I'll tell y'all what I do. I'm on break. I'm a college student at 30. Been late start, you know, things happen, you know, got to stop school, da 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 da. And I work at Wendy's, a fast food restaurant. And I podcast and blog, and I like making websites and posters and headers and all that stuff. So,
Oh, girl, I forgot to.
huh?
I just did my job. I forgot everything else. Well,
You really you gonna cut me off? I wasn't finished.
I'm sorry, you go
I
ahead.
was gonna say, well, I make posters and headers and stuff, social media events. And if you want a poster done, just let me know. I post them
I
on my
do.
page, y'all, every once in a while. Huh, you want one?
Yeah, I do.
I'll make you a little you're on Twitter. I'll make you a little Twitter header, and I'll make you, if anything else got a header, I'll make it, or like a little logo or something.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I'm
Yeah.
gonna be going on 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead now.
Okay. I'm petty, but
No.
shut up. Okay, I recently turned another year older, well, younger. I'm 28, and I'm a medical assistant for Achieve Medical Weight Loss / Vitamins. And I am currently dating my boyfriend, JT, for about 2 years now. And soon we are getting married.
I know you're lying. You ain't told me nothing.
We are. I just been why you cutting me off, you petty. But anywho. But yeah, we'll talk about that too. And Pretty much, I have no children. Thank the Lord. Not yet. Well, I want children, but not right now. So don't hate on me. But yeah, love to cook, love to sing. Even though I don't do much singing, but I love to cook. But I love helping people. I feel like it's my passion, my duty. You know, cause I want somebody to help me in the long run. And then I got friends, but it's only two that I fuck with. That's you and my best friend Kiki. Me and you been going on for like what, 8 years now?
Almost 8. It'll be 8 years.
Yeah, about 8 years. Yeah. We got 8 years on each other, and then me and my other best friend Kiki, we got 11. Yeah. We met in 9th grade. We met when I moved to Newton. That's what happened.
I ain't give him that. My home address. Crazy folks.
You're there. We ain't doing that stuff.
She went in deeper detail than I did. Okay, gotcha.
Oh yeah.
I do have a twin sister. We do not look alike. We do not act alike. Sound alike. Like we can be on the phone. And it's like I'm talking to Echo sometimes. I'm for real. It sounds like an echo. I'm like, huh? And I do have a big family. A lot of cousins.
Oh, you like?
Yeah,
you ain't like me because I do too.
Up there, I'm gonna say up there. You've been to events with my family. I am a chronic illness warrior.
Yay!
TMJ, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis.
Yay! Oh, wait. You get my drift.
Yeah, but ain't nothing stopping this show.
One monkey don't stop the show.
Three monkeys don't stop the
show. Oh, when you got that right then.
But yeah, one day I want to reach a lot of people. I like helping people. I have 2 support pages. One is for chronic illness, and one is for the plus size community. And of course, I have my own, my personal page.
Yeah,
and all 3.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds like you already got your work cut out.
My work was cut out for me 7 years ago when I found out about TMJ. And I actually found out fibromyalgia back then too, but I haven't shared how long I've known I've had it with anybody, just a few people.
Well, I'll be a type 1 diabetic survivor, pretty much.
Yeah. Chronic illness.
Yeah, it is chronic.
And I need you to follow that chronic illness page if you're not.
I'm following.
Oh, you are?
I think
you are.
Yeah, I followed already. I just need to put my story out there.
Yeah.
And
it's on the page. You know how to get it, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Well, later on today. Because I know it's like past 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's after almost 1.
We're on here 54 minutes. I think we're going to push for an hour. Yeah. We'll push for an hour, then we get off. But,
we'll try. Remember, because I said I was going to go to sleep.
Yeah, we lied.
About 30 minutes ago?
Yeah, we lied.
We lied, y'all.
But, yeah, I'm going to say type 1 diabetic. I've known since I was like 16. Well, I was diagnosed when I was 16. And then not too long ago, I was diagnosed with narcolepsy. /cataplexy.
Cataplexy?
Cataplexy. It's like falling over.
And you don't need to drive then. All them times I tell you, you need to drive. You don't need to drive.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but you know, but I feel like I feel like it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I can do it. Like, I know my basics and stuff. It's just this traffic, and especially where I go to work at, I won't make it.
Now you gonna leave that alone? Let your mama drive or your sister or somebody.
Yeah, somebody. But until you know, until
go ahead.
You know, till I get a chance to do it, you know, do it for myself, I'm still there.
Yeah, I think we should do a chronic podcast. You know, I got the podcast now, so
yeah,
talk about stuff on there too.
Sound like a plan. Yep, sound like a plan. We'll probably do something. Well, whenever you get a chance, because I'm gonna go by your schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go by your schedule because you're a little busier than I am, though.
Yeah. I get
ready,
because that joke will be jumping. I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's what real arthritis feel like. I'm like, y'all can get it back.
Oh girl, and I hate it when it rains.
Oh,
or when it snows, when it get cold, your bones really gonna ache.
Girl, don't even start it. That's what my elbows is at now, and then my hands and stuff be going on. I'm like, can y'all take all this back? Like, I refund it. Y'all can have it back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get a lot of heating pads and a lot of you know, blankets to, you know, keep yourself, you know, controlled.
Now my temperature, she says I also have a sensitivity to temperature. Like when it's hot outside, I don't really feel it. Or then like during the day, I be cold. At night, I get real hot. Even with the air conditioner that be on, like back of my head, back of my shirt, whatever, like gown or whatever, back of it, they be wet. I'm like, for real.
Yeah.
It just something.
That's crazy.
All the different symptoms and stuff.
Yeah, my bones just hurt whenever it get cold and whenever it get hot.
Like, you know how they had the little thing, the gray thing with the little paper plate. The little that plastic sheet or something like that at the doctor's office where you got to stand up on it and then sit down. I stepped down to get my phone on my right, not my right, left leg, foot, fine. Got on there, right foot, it was like a shockwave of nerve pain. I'm like, what? I mean, my ankle was already acting up, but then I'm like, is this what this is? This what this medicine for? Like, she said, it's for all of it. I'm like, okay. But it don't feel like it's a strong enough dose sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
It's cold. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
We better talk about too much, though.
Hey, girl.
My podcast.
We just getting it all at the
one episode. Well, we said this next episode was going to be...
What's it?
I thought we said something about what our next episode on here was gonna be.
Not
that curly and cute, but for here.
Talk about the this, that, and the other. talk about the other stuff that we wasn't supposed to talk about, but we kind of slipped it out anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know, go back and listen to all of it and find out what we said.
Yeah, and then we gotta write it down and then talk about. It's like, okay, well, we'll try to talk about it next episode, you know. But
or do like a little commercial on the next episode of Michelle J podcast.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
Feel like a look.
You gotta do it because it's almost an hour.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find it what we talked about and I'll say on
the next episode of Michelle J podcast talk. We will discuss.
So silly.
It's almost that time to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna look forward though. Okay.
Yep.
We've been on here for an hour and counting. It is 12:51 on my side.
12:51 on my side.
We'll talk to y'all next time.
See you next time, and follow Michelle J at
forgot.
No, I'm talking to you. You supposed to be
my
selling yourself out there.
My bad. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It is at @I_MichelleJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you can add me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. At Instagram, you follow me, Gemini_ MXC. I don't know because I haven't been on there in a while.
I need to match names though. You can confuse somebody. I think your Instagram is at Gemini_B.
Yeah, VI. Hold on. I'm going to get it right. Instagram, you can follow me, Gemini_VI_XII_MXCMXEC, whatever. I'm so drunk.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say this because I know a lot of people gonna finally get to this part and be like, "What? Yo, it's too long."
Just look for Geminis, okay?
Mm-mm. It's too long.
How about this? Just follow me on Snapchat and as Gemini061390. That's the easiest one I got.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's got
the Gemini. It's the Gemini_VI, or is it? It's either VI or IV.
No, it's VI. IV is like
at Gemini_VI_XII_MCMXC.
And I think my Twitter the same thing. I see myself laughing. It's like, wait, what's all these things? Just follow me on Instagram, Twitter, well, anywhere you see Gemini, some with the 061390, whatever. If you can read Roman numerals, please feel free to follow me, okay?
They're going to call you with Chinese.
One, nine, nine.
Let me help you out.
But follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And like me on Facebook. My Facebook is like the easiest thing ever. Just type in Taish Meats. Whatever. I'm cool.
Taisha Joy Meats. And they really find Taisha Joy Meats.
Yeah, they'll find me because I ain't got nothing. I don't have nothing to hide.
Help you out real quick. Her new.
Please help us out.
Her new Instagram and Twitter is going to be at Gemini_Joy.
Now you know what? That's not a bad idea. Okay.
That is easy.
Cause I had Joy to the World. I had this one, and now I'm getting another one. I've been changing so many usernames. I might as well just delete all my stuff. Okay.
No, you're gonna change your name to Gemini_Joy.
That's
kind of cute because you're Gemini. That's your middle name, and you
You know, that should have been my middle name.
You're usually very joyful, so Gemini Joy.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, that's great.
She's nothing.
Child, what's my Twitter name?
I have no idea.
You the one did it.
Gemini underscore VI.
Gemini underscore VI. Yeah. I don't know. I gotta write down my doggone which college. Okay.
Lord, don't your phone have a notes app?
Yeah, we got it, but then I might hang up on you, so.
No, when we done, go to the notes app.
And I'm gonna copy and paste it.
Gemini underscore joy.
Okay.
And please put your using put your password in there.
What if they already got it? We might have to do like a number behind it if they got it.
It might it'll be one Gemini underscore joy.
Okay. Cause there's only one.
Or it could be one joy under Gemini, underscore Gemini. So it'll be like one joy under Gemini.
Okay.
Not the one under, the symbol for underscore.
Okay. But after this, I'm not changing no more.
Okay. See what I did? I said, I finally found my username that I wanted. Underscore Michelle J, and I'm not changing it again.
Or I Joy. Yeah, I am Joy.
Mm-hmm. That's nice too. I had so many too. First it was my first and last name, then it was something else. Then it was Flawed Phoenix, then it was Michelle J. And
so I liked that one.
Huh?
I liked it that one.
Which one?
The Flawed Phoenix.
I still use.
That could have been your tattoo.
If I get a tattoo, it'll be a purple butterfly.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Or the little rose I was telling you about that my late aunt had. She had the little rose and the heart at the bottom.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Like a matching tattoo or something.
If I get it, it'll be exactly like she had it.
Uh-huh.
Had it on her arm. I don't think I'll put it on my arm though.
Hey, you think we could do an episode on tattoos and piercings?
We could. I mean, it ain't like I'm gonna never get one though.
I got two.
See, my pain threshold has changed.
You have a high tolerance?
No, I don't like pain.
Oh, I have a high tolerance. Like, as long as it's not affecting my female reproductive system or my mouth, my oral system. I'm good.
I thought one a long time ago on the small one back then. Oh, arthritis. I said, nope.
Oh, Arthur. You thought you were sleeping by yourself. Now you're sleeping with Arthur. I'm gonna laugh at this. My brother-in-law told my mom one time. He said she woke up with a boyfriend one night, and then she got up with Arthur. It's like, who Arthur is? Arthritis. Boy, we killed ourselves laughing.
I'm sleeping with Arthur. I'm sleeping with Fibo. I'm sleeping with Tim.
Yeah.
Okay, you think about it. Look at the name. Fibro.
Fibro.
Tim.
TMJ.
Yeah.
And arthritis.
Arthritis.
I've been sleeping with chicks.
Who?
I slept with chicks. I slept with Cat. And I slept with Narc. Yeah.
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy and cataplexy.
And then what's the last one?
Cataplexy.
Oh.
And I slept with Juvenile.
Juvenile.
Yeah. Type 1 diabetes.
No.
Or they call it juvenile diabetes. Yeah.
No.
Diabetes.
It affects young folks. You so silly.
Because I told you I had got diagnosed when I was 16. It was like, and it was terrible though, because it was like 3 days after my birthday that I had got diagnosed.
Dang.
Like my mom wanted to know why I was sleeping so much, and so she was like, "Well, let me take you to the doctor." And then I was like, "Well, okay." And because all I would do was just go to sleep. And
I'm saving this for another episode. That's what we were saving it for. We were gonna talk more about our kind of
illnesses. Yeah.
On the other podcast.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll talk about that another time. Another time for another day.
I went over an hour and 10 minutes. About to be an hour and 11 minutes, and it's 1:01.
Yeah. We should stop.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
That is it for all. That's it for us, and have a good night.
Yeah, because we've been out here for over an hour, and it's 1:02 a.m. So, this is Michelle J saying goodbye.
And this is T. Joy saying adios, amigos.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Do's and Don'ts in Relationships. There is more to come. Stay tuned for the next episode.